So, last night the news broke that Spider-Man, or Tom Holland's Spider-Man, will no longer be part of the MCU due to a falling out between Marvel, or Disney and Sony. I know for a fact that I am just one of many around the world who are extremely unhappy about this. I found out last night, so with a bit of time to think about it, hopefully they do come to a resolution, and we get Tom Holland Spider-Man back in the MCU. But it seems like they're gonna put Tom Holland Spider-Man, or if they don't recast him, put him into Sony's established movies such as Venom, and that's it, because the other movies haven't come out yet. And they think that they're confident enough that they can do what the MCU has done with just Venom so far. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed Venom. I'm looking forward to the second one. I'm not that excited for Morbius. There's no other movies in that universe that are connected. They've been trying to get Silver Sable and Black Cat off the ground for over a decade, I think. That was even before the Amazing Spider-Man movies, I think. But I mean, I just don't get it, and it's for, I'm sure you guys, if you're listening to this, you're obviously into comic books and the MCU and all these types of movies. It's frustrating because, we're such fans of these characters and the creators. And the fact that we got Spider-Man into Captain America: Civil War was phenomenal. I remember sitting in my kitchen watching the trailer the day it came out when I came home from school, and seeing Spider-Man grab Captain America's shield and he lands on the truck and says, "Hey everyone," that blew my mind. I thought it was amazing, And we've seen this version of Spider-Man in five films now, I think, and no iteration of Spider-Man is perfect, but I would say Tom Holland is, obviously he looks the age as well, whereas the other ones they looked a bit older. But he captures the excitement of Spider-Man, as and he captures being Peter Parker, but as I said, the excitement of Spider-Man. So we're left wondering if, continuing in the MCU, will Spider-Man or Peter Parker ever be addressed again? And if you've seen the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, you know that they need to have a resolution to that, or some sort of continuation. It's just unfair to the fans. And obviously, Disney want to keep using Spider-Man as well, but I think that the fans are the ones that are left to suffer whenever stuff like this happens, because we have very little control, or it seems like we do. And I see a lot of people saying, boycott Sony's movies, and I don't entirely agree or disagree with that, because if it would get results, I would say do it, but at the same time, if you want to go see a certain movie, just go see a certain movie. I'm not gonna say do one or the other, I mean, as I said, I'm looking forward to Venom 2, especially now that Andy Serkis has signed on to direct. But it's a bit of a mess right now, The MCU has made Peter Parker a crucial part in the last few years, especially his relationship to Iron Man. And if you remember in Avengers Endgame, it was when Tony looked at a picture of him and Peter that it pushed him to, look into the possibility of time travel. So they really are just building Peter to be one of the next pillars of the MCU. And be part of that next it's not the Trinity, it's the big three for Marvel. Yeah, he would have been the next, you know, Iron Man in the big three. And Tom Holland has been more than vocal about wanting to keep playing Spider-Man, you know. And they said that they were planning to do at least two more. Or he was contracted for two more. And they wanted to actually do more Spider-Man movies with him. I heard rumors of like three trilogies, like, you know, the first would be him in high school, the second would be him in college, and the third would be him like working as an adult, which I thought would have been really cool. And obviously it means more Spider-Man in the MCU anyway. But he can't help it, I don't think. Obviously, you know, the actor is only the actor. They can only have so much control over the character they're playing. But Sony doesn't want to share. And the deal that they came to in 2015 meant that what Marvel can profit off of, you know, the Spider-Man, you know, comics and the toys and everything like that, but Sony gets basically all the money from the movies, which is obviously quite greedy. I mean, at the end of the day, they are trying to make a profit, but still, I only found out that Marvel only made 5% of the earnings of each Spider-Man movie's opening day. Not even the total run, the opening day. And Marvel came to the table with a 50-50 split kind of deal. And Sony were just not having it. Obviously, you know, if you have the rights to a character, you don't want to give half your money away. But at the same time, I think being a little bit more generous to Marvel would have helped them. But it seems like they're just not talking to each other now, I guess. And the fourth phase of the MCU doesn't have any plans for Spider-Man, so maybe that's why they didn't talk about it at all at Comic-Con. But the, you know, we gotta hope that they sort this crap out. Like, they have until 2022, is it, when Phase 4 ends? To get something out, but they, I mean, I don't think any of us believe that Sony could do it as well as the MCU. I heard today they're doing a Kraven the Hunter movie. I mean, he was going to be the villain, and if John Watts and Tom Holland got to do a Spider-Man 3, which I thought would have been really cool. Kraven the Hunter is a great character, but I don't. Sony, it's kind of like the whole Fox situation with the X-Men. They don't really seem to, at least with their later stuff, they don't seem to really embrace what made the comics, you know, so great. I mean, X-Men First Class is the only one where we got to see the closest thing to the yellow and blue suits. I mean, sure, they in the Sony Spider-Man movies, they always make Spider-Man's suit bright and colorful in the way it is in the comics, or, you know, some version of it. But when have the villains ever really been accurate? I mean, the only ones that come to mind are Dr. Octopus, Sandman, and that's about it, I think. I mean, there's, in terms of the visual accuracy, I mean, not the story or the character, I mean, just the visuals. The, not taking anything away from the Raimi trilogy, you know, the third one is obviously the weakest, but I thought Sandman, if they had gone with him for the original idea that Raimi had of him being the only villain, that would have been good. I mean, what even was that new Goblin suit that Harry Osborn wore? But whatever. Yeah, so hopefully they sort this shit out. I mean, they're gonna, this will probably be the next meme or something like that, where, you know, like the Area 51 memes, where everyone's just gonna team up and storm the Sony headquarters. I, for one, am very disappointed in how this has turned out, but hopefully we get some sort of resolution soon. The artist on Instagram, Boss Logic, put up an interesting post about it, and I think he started the hashtag Now We Wait. So, I mean, and also we have hashtag Bring Back Spider-Man, so those two can start making the rounds, I'd say. But whether you want to boycott Sony's projects is up to you and each individual person out there, but the only one I plan on seeing is Venom 2, because I'm looking forward to that anyway. But it seems like either way, they were planning on doing a Venom crossover with Tom Holland's Spider-Man. So we'll have to see. I mean, if Sony keeps the rights, I don't know whether it'd be better if they recast or not. I mean, obviously we don't want them to, but it's not going to be the same if this Peter Parker, this Spider-Man, isn't in the MCU, because he's been so ingrained into it since 2016. But yeah, this, I won't count this as a proper episode. This would be under, you know, a breaking news type thing, like, so whenever stuff comes out that I feel like we need to talk about or I need to get out there, this will be what I'll do. So there'll be shorter episodes. Maybe I was originally going to call it episode 1.5, but figured I'd let it be its own thing. So episode 2 just needs to be made some adjustments to, and then it will be out later today, hopefully. Yeah, thanks for listening to this breaking news, or I think, yeah, we'll just go with breaking news, on the situation between Sony and Marvel and the uncertainty that is Tom Holland as Spider-Man. See you guys in the next one.